ಓಂ ನಮಃ ಪ್ರಣವಾಸಾಯ ಶುದ್ಧಜ್ಞಾನೈಕಮೂರ್ತಯೆ ನಿರ್ಮಲಾಯ ಪ್ರಶಾಂತಾಯ ದಕ್ಷಿಣಾಮೂರ್ತಯೇ ನಮಃ. ನಿರಂಜನಂ ನಿತ್ಯಂ ಅನಂತರೂಪಂ ಭಕ್ತಾನುಕಂಪಾದ್ಭುತ ವಿಗ್ರಹಂ ವೈ ಈಶಾವತಾರಂ ಪರಮೇಶಮೀಢ್ಯಂ ತಂ ರಾಮಕೃಷ್ಣಂ ಶಿರಸಾ ನಮಾಮಿ. ಯಥಾಗ್ನೇರ್ದಾಯಿಕಾ ಶಕ್ತಿ ರಾಮಕೃಷ್ಣೇ ಸ್ಥಿತಾ ಹಿಯ ಸರ್ವವಿದ್ಯಾಸ್ವರೂಪಾಂ ತಾಂ ಶಾರದಾಂ ಪ್ರಣಮಾಮ್ಯಹಂ. ಪ್ರಪನ್ನಪಾರಿಜಾತಾಯ ಸ್ತೋತ್ರವೇತ್ರೈಕಪಾಣಯೆ ಜ್ಞಾನಮುದ್ರಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣಾಯ ಗೀತಾಮೃತಸುಖೇ ನಮಃ. ಸದಾಶಿವಸಮಾರಂಭಾಂ ಶಂಕರಾಚಾರ್ಯಮಧ್ಯಮಾಂ ಅಸ್ಮದಾಚಾರ್ಯಪರ್ಯಂತಾಂ ವಂದೇ ಗುರುಪರಂ. ಅರ್ಜುನ ಡಿಸ್ಕವರ್ಡ್ ಇಸ್ ಸಂಸಾರ ಲೋಕ ಅಂಡ್ ಈ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಡಿಸ್ಕವರ್ಡ್ ದ ದೈನ್ಯ ಭಾವ ಹೆಲ್ಪ್ಲೆಸ್ನೆಸ್ ಇನ್ ರಿಮೂವಿಂಗ್ ದಟ್ ಸಂಸಾರ ಡಿಸೀಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಈ ಅಪ್ರೋಚ್ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಸರೆಂಡರ್ ಟು ಹಿಮ್ ಟೆಲ್ಲಿಂಗ್ ದಟ್ ಕಾರ್ಪಣ್ಯ ದೋಷೋ ಭಗದ ಸ್ವಭಾವ ಪೃಚ್ಛಾಮಿತ್ವ ಧರ್ಮ ಸಮೂಢಚೇತ ಈ ಶ್ರೇಯಸ್ಯಾ ನಿಶ್ಚಿತ ಬ್ರೂಹಿ ತನ್ಮೇ ಶಿಷ್ಯಸ್ತೇಹಂ ಶಾಜಿ ಮಾಂ ಸ್ವಾಂ ಪ್ರಪನ್ನಂ. ಓ ಭಗವಾನ್, ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ ಅಕ್ಸೆಪ್ಟ್ ಮೀ ಆಸ್ ಯುವರ್ ಡಿಸೈಪಲ್. ಟೀಚ್ ಮೀ ಹೂ ಈಸ್ ಓವರ್ ಪವರ್ಡ್ ಬೈ ದ ಗ್ರೀಫ್ ಕಾರ್ಪಣ್ಯ ದೋಷ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಗ್ರೀಫ್ ಮೈ ಎಂಟೈರ್ ಪರ್ಸನಾಲಿಟಿ ಈಸ್ ಟಾರ್ಚರ್ಡ್. Also he expressed any amount of external gain is not going to help in solving this problem, therefore I am ready to renounce everything for the sake of self knowledge or for the sake of removal of this grief. Nahi prapashyami mamapanudya yachokamuchoshanam indriyana ಅವಾಪ್ಯ ಭೂಮೌ ವಸಪತ್ನ ವೃತ್ತಂ ರಾಜ್ಯಂ ಸುರಾಣಾ ಅಪಿಚಾಧಿಪತ್ಯಂ. ಹಿಯರ್ ಅರ್ಜುನ ಕನ್ಫೆಸಸ್ ದಟ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಗ್ರೀಫ್ ಈಸ್ ಸೋ ಇಂಟೆನ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಡೀಪ್ ದಟ್ ಆಲ್ ದಿ ಲೋಕಲ್ ಸೊಲ್ಯೂಷನ್ಸ್ ವಿಲ್ ನಾಟ್ ವರ್ಕ್. ಜನರಲಿ ವೆನ್ ಎವರ್ ವಿ ಆರ್ ಹ್ಯಾವಿಂಗ್ ಗ್ರೀಫ್ ವಿ ಟ್ರೈ ಫಾರ್ ಲೋಕಲ್ ಸೊಲ್ಯೂಷನ್ಸ್, ಚೇಂಜಿಂಗ್ ಪೀಪಲ್, ಚೇಂಜಿಂಗ್ ಅಟ್ಮಾಸ್ಫಿಯರ್, ಚೇಂಜಿಂಗ್ ಆಬ್ಜೆಕ್ಟ್ಸ್, are gaining new people, new situation and new objects. Here Arjuna says those things are all temporary solutions. We may have so many temporary solutions but they cannot remove our samsara. He says yatu shokam indriyana uchoshanam, my grief is so intense that it dries up all my sense organs. It is weakening my even thinking faculty. Mama na apanudyat, I don't find any solution for my sorrow. There is no fruitful method by which I can escape from this sorrow. Indirectly telling, samsara cannot be solved by worldly achievements. He says, ಅವಾಪ್ಯ ಭೂಮೌ ಅಸಪತ್ನ ವೃದ್ಧಂ ರಾಜ್ಯಂ. ಈವನ್ ಇಫ್ ಐ ಆಮ್ ಗಿವನ್ ಫ್ರೀಲಿ ಎ ರಾಜ್ಯ, ಎ ಕಿಂಗ್ಡಮ್ ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ಫುಲ್ ಆಫ್ ವೆಲ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ಫ್ರೀ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಎನಿಮಿಟಿ, ದಟ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಕೆನಾಟ್ ಸಾಲ್ವ್ ಮೈ ಪ್ರಾಬ್ಲಮ್. ನೀದರ್ ದಿ ಲೋಕಲ್ ವೆಲ್ ನಾರ್ ದಿ ಹೆವನ್ಲಿ ವೆಲ್. Here Arjuna is indicating that money or wealth cannot remove the problem of samsara. Money can buy bed but it cannot buy sleep. Money can buy food but it cannot buy hunger. Money can buy house but it cannot buy home. There's a difference between house and home. Money can buy people but it cannot buy friends. That's what in Upanishad also, 8-year-old boy Nachiketa says, Na vityena tarpaniyo manushyaha. When Nachiketa asked about Atma Vidya, Yamadharma Raja gave so many attractive things. He instigated by giving so many attractive things in order to divert this Vidyarthi, Nachiketa. But Nachiketa was so intelligent, he told, In your lifetime, O Yamadharma Raja, you are Kala Devata, you are the Sakshi for everything whatever happens in the world, all the world. In your lifetime, have you come across any one person who has fulfilled life by just sheer wealth? Na vityena tarpaniyaha manushyaha. Human life cannot be fulfilled by wealth and money. Same idea is given in Brihadaranyaka Upanishad also. When Yajnavalkya Rishi was about to take sannyas, he says, I am going to. He was a very wealthy Rishi because his disciple was Janaka Maharaja. Every time he goes to palace, he will get 1,000 cows full of golden ornaments. 1,000 cow horns will be decorated with golden ornaments. That type of dakshina he used to get. So he has really good wealth. When that Yajnavalkya Rishi wanted to take sannyas, he had two wives, Katyayani and Maitreyi. He told her, I want to share the wealth between you and I am going to go. Maitreyi, very intelligent woman, she asked, Ennumayam bhago sarva prithivi vityena purnasya katham tena amruta syamiti. By this wealth, she goes little bit imaginary also, even if I get entire wealth of the entire world, will I get amrutatvam or fulfillment? Yajnavalkya says, Neti ho vacha Yajnavalkyo, no, immediately straight answer, because to your wife you should not tell lies. Therefore he immediately told, Na iti ho vacha. Yathaiva upakaranavatam jivitam tathaivate jivitakam. What is the life of a wealthy man? He will have so many comfortable things in the world. That's all. Upakaranavatam jivitam means a person's life with lot of comfortable objects. AC room will be there. Of course, foam bed will be there. So many things will be there. But his mind will be full of sorrow and agony. Yathaiva upakaranavatam jivitam tathaiva te jivitakam syat. What is the rule in the world? Amrutatvasya tu nashasti vityena. By wealth you cannot buy, you cannot purchase amrutatva or immortality. Nor the power, neither the status, nor the wealth will help us in removing samsara. Samsara means dukkha. In Bhagavatam and Shloka case, Nasukam Indrasi Ahuhu, Nasukam Chakravartinaha, Sukamasti Viraktasya Munehi Ekantavasinaha. Who is a happy man? Neither Indra nor Raja. Raja is always afraid of the enemies and always anxious of whether he will get all the tax money. Indra also is always afraid of his seat. That's why anybody does any tapas, immediately he will come and disturb. So who is a happy man free from all types of sorrow? Sukhamasti munehi viraktasya. Munihi means mananashilaha, panditaha or atmajnani. One who has knowledge, one who has vairagya, he alone is a happy man. Therefore Arjuna here says, neither this worldly local empirehood is going to help me in removing the sorrow, nor suranam api adhipatyam, nor the rulership over the devatas, that is becoming Indra. Arjuna went to Indraloka, 5 years he stayed there. So he knew all local problems. plus the heavenly problems, what are all there, how much jealousy is there, what are all problems of the Indra Devata. Therefore he quotes here, neither local wealth nor the heavenly wealth is going to help me. The human problem cannot be solved by any amount of material accomplishments. This must be a firm wisdom in our life. Parikshya lokan karmachitan brahmano nirveda mayar nasti akritaha kritena. Upanishad says, as long as a person doesn't come to this conclusion that any amount of finite thing which is born out of some struggle or the other is not going to fulfill my life, is not going to give me purunatva or akritatvam. So this discovery is the greatest discovery in a spiritual seeker's life. As long as we have not discovered this fact, there is no scope for spiritual growth. So vairagya is the one criterion which shows our earnestness, which shows our readiness for spiritual enlightenment. So he has to renounce everything for the sake of atma jnanam. Iha amutra phala bhoga viragaha, that means vairagya, which is in the form of not interested in gaining iha amutra phala. Any karma brings karma phala. So any type of karma phala, I am not interested. So what is the meaning of vairagya? All the time the mind is dependent on something called, if I get this, I will be fulfilled. A brahmachari thinks, if I get a companion or spouse, I will be fulfilled. A poor man thinks, if I get wealth, I will be fulfilled. A person who doesn't have particular comfort thinks that if I get that comfort, I will be fulfilled. This independence, this dependence on the worldly achievements is called ragaha. Viragaha or vairagya means independence from the idea that worldly achievements will make me purnaha. There is an idea in our mind. So from this idea our mind should be free. That is called vairagyam. Using worldly things is unavoidable. Everybody has to take food, whether he is a jnani or ajnani, spiritual seeker or worldly person. Everybody needs food, shelter and cloth. Using them is unavoidable. Here vairagya means use them but don't depend upon them. Worldly accomplishments have utility, but it cannot make us a purna vastu. Because what we are searching is infinite purnatva. What we are having is finite, limited by space and time. So by having a limited vastu, finite vastu, we cannot achieve purnatvam. Simultaneously we cannot desire for both the things. Last class we saw, without vairagya spiritual growth is not at all possible. What is the logic? One is finite, another is infinite. You cannot desire both simultaneously because they are opposite things. Opposite things cannot exist simultaneously at the same locus. Darkness and light cannot exist at the same locus simultaneously. Similarly, desires. Desires means apurnatva. Desires means I am lacking in something, therefore only I desire. So lacking mind cannot desire for purnatva. In Hindi they say, jaha ram hai vaha kaam nahi. So that is the one thing. Vairagyam is a litmus test, they call it. To find out some chemical test when they do, they call it litmus test. Similarly, whether we are for the sake of spiritual knowledge or for the sake of spiritual life, what is the litmus test? This vairagyam. Vairagyam, as Sri Ramakrishna's words, is not only getting away from the external thing, going towards the Lord. Love for the Lord here described as Vairagyam. Not hatred towards the world, but love for the Lord. There is an undue value in our mind for the worldly things. There is an undue value. What do you mean by undue value? Due value means you give a value which is appropriate to that particular thing. Food. Food is meant for satisfying hunger. But some people think food is meant for the entire life. So they live for the sake of food. People are meant for relationships. But we think that once we get particular relationship, immediately we feel that we are secure. These are all undue values in our mind. These undue values towards the worldly thing should be given up by the seeker. That is the price for spiritual wisdom. So Arjuna, he found samsara, he found his inability in solving the problem, he found a guru and surrendered to the guru, and fourth one is, he expressed that I have enough vairagya. Without vairagya, gaining the spiritual knowledge is not possible at all. So adhikaritva is mentioned in this sloka. We'll go to next sloka. After telling this, Arjuna sat silently. So Sanjaya comes and reports. Eva muktva rishi kesham guda keshah parantapaha nayotya iti govindam uktva tushnim babhuvaha. Sanjaya says, parantapaha guda keshah eva muktva. Arjuna, who is the Parantapa, conqueror of enemies, external enemies, and who is Gudakeshaha, conqueror of sleep. Gudakeshaha, the word Gudakeshaha means Gudakaya Ishaha. Gudaka means Nidra. It represents Tamoguna. When a person is master of Gudaka, indirectly Sanjaya says, he is now, he has conquered Tamoguna and he is established in Sattvaguna. Indirectly telling, he is a Sattvaguna Sampannaha, Sadhana Chatushtaya Sampannaha. This is an important qualification for Atma Jnana. All these shlokas from chapter 1 up to 10th shloka of chapter 2 brings the background and qualification of the disciple. While telling the qualification, Vedanta Shastra says, a seeker should have sadhana chatushtaya sampattihi, four type of wealth, that is vivekaha. As we saw, vivekaha means discrimination, nasti akritaha kritena. This is an important discrimination. I am searching for fulfillment. That fulfillment happened to be beyond time and space. And whatever I am going to get in this world is within the time and space. Therefore, by finite, I cannot get infinite. This is called viveka. Once I find that by finite, I am not going to be fulfilled, immediately I try to keep myself away from the dependence, from the finite things. This keeping away from the dependence of the finite things is called Vairagyam, second qualification. Third qualification is Samadhi Shakka Sampatti. There are six types of mental condition: Shama, Dama, Uparama, Titiksha, Shraddha, Samadhanam. There, this mind should be a sattvic mind. And fourth one is Mumukshutvam, readiness to give any price for the sake of Atma Jnanam. So here, by telling Gudakeshaha, Sanjaya indirectly says that he is having Samadhi Shatka Sampatti. His mind is a Sattvaguna predominant mind. Generally, human mind is like a pendulum. Either it goes to tamas and sleep, or it is extremely restless. like a monkey mind. Swamiji says, human mind is a monkey, like a monkey mind, which has jumped, because of its restless, it jumped to a coconut tree. There, one scorpion gave a sting. Because of that pain, again it jumped to another tree. There it found there was a madhu, that is the contaminated coconut juice. So it drank. Because of that, again it became restless. So it jumped to another tree. There it found a bhuta, a demon was sitting. So it entered that monkey. Similarly, our human mind also, full of desires, full of anxiety, full of jealousy, full of competitive thoughts. These are there in our human mind. Therefore, it is extremely, either extremely restless or extremely sleep. That's why we say when Kumbhakarna was killed, Nidra Devi, Tamogana Devata, Nidra Devi came and complained to Rama, "I had only one ashraya, a beautiful ashraya. Whenever I came, he has accepted me nicely. He used me and was sleeping all the time. Now that ashraya itself is destroyed. Where can I go?" So immediately since Rama told, "Go wherever spiritual talks are going on. Wherever satsanga spiritual talks are going on, go there." Naturally, their mind, because all the time restlessity. So in satsanga, you have to keep your mind alert and wakeful. When the ideas which are not accustomed to us, when it enters in our mind generally refuses to accept. So either it goes away from the very physical body, goes away, eno heltare swamigalu, eno papa, and avaru hogtare, illa nidra maadtare. So either tamasic or rajasic. Here, by the word Gudakesha, Sanjaya means that Arjuna is now available fully. Arjuna's mind is not restless. Though he is having grief in his mind, he is a man of Sattva Guna Pradhani. We need sattvic mind for wisdom, a non-extrovert, wakeful, receptive, registering mind is a must for spiritual wisdom. Non-extrovert, wakeful, receptive and registering mind. That's why after the lecture, generally devotees or somebody, "Oh Swamiji, very nice class." It is when Swami asks, what nice, what idea you like? "Oh, it's a very big, so beautiful thing you do. One thing at least you can, oh, it is very nice. Sir. That means what? Nothing entered into it. That's all." So, Gudakeshaha evam tva, telling that to whom he told Rishi Kesham. Beautiful epithet. Bhagavan is described as Rishi Kesha. Rishi Kana Ishaha means one who is the master of mind and sense organs. That means, indirectly Sanjaya says, one who knows the mental condition of the disciple Arjuna. What he told, "Na yojye, I will not fight." Iti uktva, govindam uktva. Govindam means, that also a beautiful epithet. Two epithets for Arjuna, two epithets for Bhagavan. For Arjuna, he is parantapaha, conqueror of all the external enemies, but succumbed to his inner enemies. He is criticizing. Then again, positive thing from the disciple standpoint is, he is a Gudakeshaha Sattva Guna Pradhani. Negative thing is, he is parantapaha, but succumbed to all the inner enemies. With regard to Bhagavan, he is Rishikana Ishaha, he is the master of all the minds and the sense organs, and he is Govindaha, beautiful word it is. Generally Govinda means we think that Gopala or cowherd boy. Plenty of explanations were given by our Purva Acharyas. One meaning is Sarvajnaha Gam Vindati Iti Govindaha. Gam means Veda.
knower of entire Veda Gam Sindhati. Another meaning is Gobihi Veda Shabda Pramanena Eva Vidyate. He can be known, Bhagavan can be known only through Veda Pramana, Shastra Pramana, neither by meditation nor by who am I self inquiry, nothing. If you want to see your eyes, you need an external instrument called mirror. However much powerful your eyes are, you cannot see your eyes. You need an external instrument called mirror. When you see in a mirror, what you see? You don't see the mirror, you see your own eyes. Similarly, Atma Jnanam, which is in the form of recognition of our own infinite nature. To gain that recognition, we need external instrument called Shastra Darpana. Shastra is called a Darpana. Darpana means mirror. So, Gobihi Veda Shabda Pramanena Eva Vidyate. All our sense organs are not accessible to the thing called consciousness. No sense organ can have access towards the consciousness, because all sense organs work because of this consciousness. Therefore, a battery cell which is in the torchlight cannot see the torchlight. Suppose battery cell wanted to see what is, how it is. Many people are telling, I am giving more power, I want to see how it is. So what happened? It came out from the torchlight and stood in front of the torchlight. So no light. Again it went back inside, then light came. Similarly, our indriyas are enlivened by consciousness. So, indriyas don't have capacity to recognize the existence of or the nature of consciousness. Paranchi kani vidrinat svayambhu tasmat param pashyati na antaratman. In Brahma Sutra also, there is a sutra, Shastra Yoni Swar. Beautiful sutra. Two meanings are there. One meaning is Shastrasya Yonihi Shastra Yonihi. Bhagavan is the creator of the Veda. He is the author of the Veda. And another meaning is Shastram Yasya Yonihi. So because of Shastra only you can recognize the Lord. Here Govinda means Gobihi Veda Shabda Pramanena Eva Vidyate. What he told? Na yodhye. I won't fight. At the same time, I won't run away from the battlefield also. Because here Sanjaya says Tushnim Babuvaha. He sat quietly in the chariot, telling that I have surrendered to you, O Lord, for your advice. There is a word, one letter word, Ha is there. Ha, it's a wonderful word. Alas, indeed. Sanjaya is looking back the entire series of events. How Bhagavan and Arjuna came inside the battlefield. How arrogant our Arjuna was, telling Lord, I want to see the people who are going to die at my hands. So take my ratham sthapaya me chuta. How arrogant he was and how he was broken down. How Bhagavan did all types of mischief. So all these things keeping in mind, such a sudden depression of Arjuna, he was recollecting. And at the same time he said, this sudden depression is not going to, because all these things he is reporting to Dhritarashtra. So Dhritarashtra was very happy because Arjuna said there is no possibility of war. Somehow manage we can give 5 houses and then send to them. Somehow he is happy. So he says, our Sanjaya says, don't have this type of futile desires, because Bhagavan is going to make him free from Sarvajnaha. Bhagavan is going to make him free from all these type of sudden depressions. It will not long last. Samuvacha Rishikeshaha Prahasanniva Bharata சேனையோர் உபயோர் மத்தியே விஷீதந்தம் இதம் வச்சஹ.
ஹே பாரத, ஹே பாரத மீன் ஹே திருதராஷ்டிரா, ரிஷிகேஷ தம் உவாச்ச. பகவான் ரிஷிகேஷ ஸ்போக் தீஸ் ஃபாலோயிங் வேர்ட்ஸ் டு அர்ஜுனா. இதம் வச்சஹ உவாச்ச, இதம் கீதா சாஸ்திரம் உவாச்ச. ஆல் தீஸ் ஃபாலோயிங் வேர்ட்ஸ் ஆர் பகவான்ஸ் வேர்ட்ஸ். The actual teaching of Gita starts from this next shloka onwards. Where did he taught all this Gita Shastram? Is it in a cave or a very silent and remote place, guhas or river bank? Senayor Ubhayor Madhye, standing in between the two armies, only Bhagavan can teach Brahma Vidya or Atma Vidya, which is very very tough even to understand. Bhagavan only can tell this Brahma Vidya in this most unconducive atmosphere. Everywhere so many lakhs of elephants, horses and warriors are standing. Just suppose in a congregation, 10,000 people congregation, how much sound and noise will be there, general sound. In that noisy situation, and what about the disciple? Disciple is full of depression. Disciple is full of depression and full of grief, and the external atmosphere is very noisy. Only Bhagavan can teach Brahma Vidya. As far as we are concerned, one external sound, anything outside means it itself. To whom he taught Vishidantam Arjunam. Arjuna who is in depressed condition, Arjuna who is despondent. Condition of the disciple is indicated in this shloka, that is Vishidantam. That's what our Shankaracharya, while writing commentary, he did not write commentary for all these shlokas. He is going to write commentary only from the next shloka. For all these shlokas, he has given one simple introduction, beautiful introduction. That introduction, so we thought, so far battlefield, people arrayed in battlefield, and Arjuna went to all these depressed moods, and Dharma Shastra was preached by Arjuna. Like that, so many things we will collect. Here, Shankaracharya says, all those are all only stages, creating a conducive atmosphere for Atma Jnana. What is the essence of all these shlokas? Here, Shankaracharya says, தத்ர ஏவம் தர்ம சமூட சேததஹ மஹதி சோகசாகரே நிமக்னத்ய. பை திஸ் 57 ஸ்லோகாஸ், வாட் வியாசாச்சாரியா வாண்டட் டு சே இஸ், இஃப் எ பர்சன் இஸ் எ இஃப் ஹி இஸ் எ சாத்விக் பர்சன், ஆல் தி லைஃப் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்சஸ் வில் மேக் ஹிம் டு அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் தட் திஸ் வேர்ல்ட் இஸ் அன் இம்பர்மனன்ட் ஒன். ஐ ஹவ் டு கோ ஃபார் பர்மனன்ட் திங், ஐ ஹவ் டு டேர்ன் டுவர்ட்ஸ் தி லார்ட். மகதி சோகசாகரே நிமக்னஸ்ய, இஸ் மைண்ட் இஸ் ஃபுல் ஆஃப் சாரோ, பார்ன் அவுட் ஆஃப் எக்ஸ்டர்னல் கண்டிஷன்ஸ் ஆர் எக்ஸ்டர்னல் சிச்சுவேஷன்ஸ். திஸ் இஸ் தி கண்டிஷன் ஆஃப் தி டிசைபிள். வாட் இஸ் தி கண்டிஷன் ஆஃப் குரு? சஞ்சய தேவ் பிரஹசன்னிவ பாரத சமுவாச்ச ரிஷிகேஷ பிரஹசன்னிவ பாரத சேனையோர் உபயோர் மத்தியே விஷீதந்தம் இதம் வச்சஹ. டிசைபிள் இஸ் depicted as a Vishidantam disciple. Guru is depicted as Prahasan. Prahasan Iva is it. What is that meaning? It's a lot of meanings are there. As though Bhagavan was smiling, full of smile in his face. Arjuna's face is full of tears and Guru's face is full of smiling. Smiling is an indication of Purnatva. Purnatvam expresses as Anandaha. That indicates Bhagavan is a by nature being wise, always being Sarvajnaha, by nature he is ananda swarupaha. This is an important characteristic of a guru. First, he should be free from samsara. Otherwise, what will happen? Avidyaya antare vartamana svayam dhira panditam manyamana yanghanyamana pariyanti mudha ande naiva niyamana yathanta. He himself has not crossed over his sorrow, his samsara. He thinks that I am free from samsara, but at the same time, whenever he is alone, he cries. As long as cry is there in anybody's life, the person is considered as ignorant person. Bhagavan is going to tell this. So guru must be free from all types of cries. He must be free from all types of griefs. Freedom from all types of grief is expressed as smiling. Therefore, that's why whenever Swami, any sannyasi is named by his guru, he will tell Swami so and so Anandaha. Swami so and so Anandaha. That means he is a Swami. Swami means master of his own life, of his own organs and mind. Therefore, he is Ananda Swarupaha. What about general people? As Swami, so and so Dukkam. You just have to ask how are you, sir. Fine, you will tell, for namesake, you will tell, fine. How fine you are, give a command, so little boss, he will have his own Ramayana and Mahabharata. So, by smiling, Bhagavan indicates, at last this fellow has asked me straight. All the time he was asking me prayers, prayers and prayers. Prayers means worldly achievements. He wanted a kingdom, Bhagavan has created a kingdom in the Prastha. He wanted many wives, Bhagavan may arrange for many wives including his own sister. He wanted so many external things only all the time. Being so close to me, being aware that I can give even moksha, this fellow never asked. Appa, at least now he has asked me Shreyas. Shreyas means Atma Vidya or Jnana. And by smiling, Bhagavan assures Arjuna that he has the capacity to lift him very casually. He has that capacity to lift him from samsara effortlessly through Atma Vidya. Because Guru need not give moksha. Guru cannot give moksha. What is the meaning of moksha? We have seen that which is permanent, isn't it? If it is permanent, it cannot be given by anybody. Then why we say that Guru gives moksha? Guru doesn't give moksha directly. Guru gives Atma Jnanam. Guru removes Atma Ajnanam. So it's an effortless thing. If when your disciple is preferred, when a disciple is qualified, the sadhana chatushti sampatti, for a guru giving Atma Jnanam is a ribbon cutting. So therefore, Bhagavan, oh, this is, I have to work a lot to kill so many asura. Now you have surrendered to me, I have to kill the Ajnana Asura. It is very, very effortless work. Gaining Atma Jnanam means just a discovery of an ever existing fact about myself. I am not going to get something new. Gaining self-knowledge, gaining moksha means I just recognize, I just come to know a fact about myself in my life. What it is? Whenever I say I am, I mean that I am existing entity, I am conscious entity. But when I add something, I am so and so, then I limit myself as a finite entity. I am male, I am female, I am father, I am brother, I am wise, I am intelligent, I am fool. Whenever I put one more word with the sentence called I am, immediately I finite myself. What Shastra or Guru is going to do? He is going to make us to stand with I am. No other word is allowed to add here. So that the removal of ignorance, removal of identity with the finite things is called Atma Jnanam, That is an effortless work as far as Bhagavan is concerned. And he smiled. For this smile, so many explanations they are given. First thing is, he is Ananda Swarupaha, therefore he smiled. Second thing is, he is Sarvajnaha Jagat Guruhu. Effortlessly he can remove anybody's ignorance who has surrendered to him. Third one is, seeing Arjuna, what a great Arjuna, who is Parantapaha, now in a pitiable condition. The vulnerability of human mind, just 10 minutes, 15 minutes before, he was boasting himself like anything. And suddenly something happened, now he is like a chicken or a kitten. So the vulnerability of human mind, in our life also it can come across. Suddenly we will be at the top of the, one day we will be at the top of the world, next day Enayitu, Govinda. Vulnerability of human mind. Anything can throw off our mental balance. Entire human life is actually in the hands of Ishwar. That is the fact. Whether you agree or not, entire human life is in the hands of Bhagavan. Bhagavan himself is going to say this. Ishwara sarva bhutana tuddeshe arjuna tishtati brahmayan sarva bhutani yantra rulani mayaya. Sitting in everybody's heart or mind as an antaryami, I am governing everybody's life. But because of ignorance, people think, I am doing, I am getting, I have to get, will I get? This I is going on, continuing. That I can be deluded at any moment at the will of the Lord or as a simple play for him. Bhagavan's smile can create delusion and wisdom. One smile, he smiled when introducing our Dronacharya and Bhishmacharya. Pashya Partha Kuru, one smile was there, gone case. Now another smile is smiling and Arjuna is going to be free from all delusion. Bhagavan smiled thinking that my plan of creating confusion is nicely worked out. My mischief nicely worked out. Bhagavan smiled thinking that appa, at last after 100 years or after 80 years I have got one victim, one disciple. So Bhagavan smiled thinking that my life purpose is now going to be fulfilled. What is the life purpose of Bhagavan? He himself says, dharma samsthapanarthaya. I come here for the sake of establishing dharma. How to establish dharma? One type of establishment of dharma is dushta nigraha. He has killed so many rakshasas, asuras. He has killed from the day one onwards. He has started his mission of killing so many people. 18 times with 21 akshaganis, our Jarasandha came. Every time he left him alone. Balarama asked, hey Krishna, why you are leaving him alone? So Bhagavan told, let him go, he will bring one more time. So I can reduce the bhubhara. So that is dushta nigraha. Another is sadhu paritranam. How you protect sadhus? By protecting the shastra, you protect sadhus. What is very dear to sadhus? Shastra. Therefore, by giving back the same old Vedantic knowledge in a new language to the humanity through Arjuna, therefore his life purpose is going to be fulfilled. Therefore, Bhagavan smiled. Bhagavan smiled seeing Arjuna's condition. He says, Arjuna says, dharma sammoda chetaha aham. I am confused, he says. At the same time, he says, nayosye. When you say that I am confused, how can you desire? And he says, shishyasekam, I am your disciple. Again, he says, nayosye. The Suppose somebody, you ask some advice. You ask advice in order to get a proper decision. But if a person goes and asks advice after deciding, what will be his condition? A very confusing condition. Already one confusion. In that confusion, he doesn't know that he has confusion. So therefore he has decided one particular thing. And Arjuna says, Shishya Steham, but still sitting in the master's seat. Disciple is sitting in master's seat, upper seat, and the guru is sitting in the driver's seat. It is nice relationship, making the guru sitting down. Shishtachara means what? You have to sit down, guru has to sit in the upper pedestal. But Arjuna says, I am Shishyaha, you are Shishyaha, but staying in the upper pedestal and asking Bhagavan to take the, what a wonderful Vinaya, humility. Another type of humility. So therefore Bhagavan smiled. Prahasanniva, Iva is a word which shows he has not laughed loudly, as though he was laughing. That means he did not laugh loudly because his friend Arjuna is in utter grief. If your friend is in utter grief, if you laugh loudly, you will get anger. Therefore, he did not laugh loudly. Prahasanniva. Sympathy and compassion mixed with wisdom is the characteristic of a guru. Suppose if Bhagavan also started crying along with Arjuna, what we come to know, he is ignorant. Because ignorant person alone can have crying. Suppose Bhagavan started laughing loudly, we come to know, or Arjuna will come to know, he doesn't have sympathy towards my condition. He doesn't have so much grief I am expressing, this fellow is laughing. So sympathy must be there, at the same time wisdom also must be there. Without sympathy, your wisdom is not going to help humanity. Without wisdom, your sympathy is not going to help in humanity. You go for somebody for the mental beat or something. Any human being can have sympathy. At least they pretend to be sympathized, but they cannot remove your suffering. So guru must be a person who has wisdom and at the same time who has compassion. In Sri Ramakrishna's life, we will come across one devotee. One day, his son passed away. After burying his son's body, directly the person came to Sri Ramakrishna's darshan for having solace. What happened? Sri Ramakrishna also started praying, telling that, I also had this experience when my nephew passed away. Immediately, next statement is, what to do with regard to facts, you cannot have grief. So, prepare yourself, he sang a song, which meant that, prepare yourself to face the death in your life. In Ramana Maharshi's life also, a person came after the, he also lost his son. Same day he came to Ramana Maharshi. To Ramana Maharishi, his disciple was telling, like this happened, like this happened, my son has passed away, my son has passed away, my son has passed away. So Ramana Maharishi simply told, whose son he is? When he say, you are lost, your son, who are you, like that, some Vedantic question he asked. He is only one Brahmastra he had, Ramana Maharishi. Who are you? Immediately, other people felt, what is this? This man is so much grief. At this situation, Bhagavan is telling, Bhagavan Ramana Maharishi is telling this type of Vedantic ideas. Then they asked Ramana Maharishi, why you are, you little bit you could have given some other solution, pray to Lord or something. So Ramana Maharishi told, see, I have only one medicine. When a person cries because of his loss of his son in dream, what mother does? Simply, mother wakes up. just by waking up to the waking state from dream, all the loss happened in dream world is just gone away. He recognizes his wakerhood. When he recognizes his wakerhood, all his dream world dream losses go away. Similarly, when a person recognizes his infinitude, all his waking sorrows and other things are going to go away. Therefore only I told like this, Ramana Maharshi told. So for a guru, the main criterion is he must be a man of wisdom, free from sorrows, and he must have sympathy or compassion. Now the question here, one question comes. Arjuna surrendered to Lord telling that I am dharma sammuda ketaha. I have confusion with regard to dharma adharma. But entire Gita we are going to hear Brahma Vidya or Atma Vidya. When a person asks for tea, how can you give cool drink? He is already suffering from cold and he is asking tea or coffee. But the Bhagavan gave cool drink. Here Shankaracharya raises a question in his Bhashya. How Bhagavan can violate this traditional rule? What is the traditional rule? Naprishta kasyachit bhuyat naja anyayena prichataha jananapi medhavi jadaval lokamachare. Without asking for atma jnana, you should never give. Without asking, you can give food, you can give money, but atma jnana should not be given without asking. That is the rule. Here Arjuna did not ask atma jnana. He told, I am dharma sammuda chetaha. Why Bhagavan gave atma vidya as the medicine? Question is with regard to some other thing. Answer is with regard to some other thing. So it is not tally like that, the question. The answer is, though Arjuna expressed that his problem is dharma dharma vivekaha, Bhagavan diagnosed that Arjuna's problem is not dharma dharma viveka avivekaha, it is atma anatma avivekaha. How? Arjuna is not ignorant. Arjuna was not ignorant of dharma shastra. He went to Gurukula, studied dharma nicely, and he was brother of Yudhishthira, who is the embodiment of dharma. He passed. Arjuna followed all the life dharma only, and even he gave lecture to Krishna about dharma. So we cannot say Arjuna is ignorant of dharma and adharma. But Arjuna's confusion is due to attachment. Arjuna's confusion is not due to ignorance of right and wrong. Two types of confusion, possibility of confusion. You don't know, therefore you are confused. You have forgotten, therefore you are confused. Here there is a temporary forgetfulness because of attachment, because of delusion. Therefore only this confusion. And moreover, when Arjuna surrendered to Lord, he told, Yashe yasyan nishitam dhuhitanme. Yetu sreyasu syat, yetu nishitam sreyasu syat, tadu dhuhi. Telling that, whatever is good, certainly good for me, that only you have to tell. I may tell something symptoms. I am having backache or headache or something. But the proper doctor, what he does, he hears the symptoms from the patient's mouth. He doesn't refute it. But he doesn't treat the patient according to the patient's words. Doctor, if proper doctor diagnoses what may be the actual cause of this painful situation, what may be the actual cause of this headache. For headache there will be 2000 causes. So the person says, the patient says, I have headache because of so and so thing happened. Immediately the doctor doesn't give prescription medicine. Doctor diagnoses the person. Similarly here though Arjuna told that my problem is dharma, adharma, aviveka, delusion, Bhagavan diagnosed Arjuna's problem as atma, anatma, aviveka. So indirectly telling, only Bhagavan knows what is our problem. We know only symptoms of our problem. We don't know what is the cause of our problem. So better to surrender to him. Why surrendering? Arjuna very nicely, in a general way, he surrendered. Don't tell that you ask this much only, I have given this much only. Don't tell like that. Yadu Sreyat. Sreyat means, in Vedantic field, Sreyat means Atyantika Sreyat. That means knowledge, Atma Jnanam.
In our Kathopanishad, Sreyascha Preyascha Manushyametastau Samparitya Vivinakti Dhiraha Sreyohi Dhiro Abhipreyaso Vrinite Preyo Mando Yoga Kshema Vrinite.
So Sreyas means Atma Jnanam. Therefore, finding the good, only one good is there. What it is? Atma Jnanam. That is the highest Sreyas. Bhagavan remove his suffering by removing the attachment. How he removed the attachment? By removing the ignorance. Because of ignorance, Arjuna was thinking that he is his body. Therefore, he was connecting others also with others also as physical entities. And he found this body is going to, I am going to kill my grandfather. He is going to kill his grandfather's body. Since he thought I am body, therefore his grandfather's body also became his grandfather. Grandfather's body is not grandfather. That's what we are going to come across. Because of delusion, this day dharma, dharma, aviveka came. Delusion came because of raga, raga came because of atma ajnanam. Therefore only Bhagavan choose to teach Atma Vidya.
Sri Bhagavan Uvacha Ashojyan Anvashochasvam Prajnavadamsha Bhashase Gatatun Agatatuncha Nanushochanti Pandita.
Sri Bhagavan Uvacha. There is no higher Supreme Court. This Rishi Uvacha, that Rishi Uvacha, that saint Uvacha. Nay, Sri Bhagavan Uvacha. If a person has the faith in this one particular word, whatever is in Gita is Bhagavan's words. Shastrakara says, the entire samsara problem is gone. That faith is not there in general mind. Therefore only after repeatedly telling the Gita, Gita Patana, Gita memorization over, but still he has believed. So Sri Bhagavan Uvacha, Ashochyan Anvashochasvam Prajnavadancha Bhashate Gatasun Agatasuscha Na Anushochanti Panditaha. Shankaracharya, before writing commentary, he says, तत्र एवं धर्मसम्मूढचेतसः महती शोकसागरे निमग्नस्य अर्जुनस्य अन्यत्र आत्मज्ञानात् उद्धरणम् अपश्यन् भगवान् वासुदेवः तत अर्जुनम् उदिदारयिषुः आत्मज्ञानाय अवतारय आह. एंटायर गीता इज इन दिस वन श्लोक. somebody asked what गीता wants to teach. This shloka is the condensation of entire Gita Shastram. Gita is the condensation of entire Vedanta Shastra. So entire Vedantic Shastra condensed in this one shloka. What it is? Atma Ajnanam Eva Samsara Karanam Tasmat Atma Jnanad Eva Kaivalyam. Self-ignorance is the only cause for all human problems. And therefore, self-knowledge is the only solution for all human problems. This is the central theme. This Brahma Vidya or Atma Vidya is the central theme of the Gita. All other topics
karma yoga, upasana, japa, puja, values, human values, so many things are, even ahara, niyama, so many things are taught in Gita. But what is the central theme, what it wants to teach? It says, panditaha na anushochanti. Wise men never grieve for anything. As long as you find grief in your life, you are dash, dash, dash. That's what our Bhagavan wants to say. More details we will see in the next class. कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय हरे परमात्मने प्रणदक्लेशनाशाय गोविंदाय नमो